It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Just before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to invite you to join us on our WhatsApp channel. Now, our WhatsApp channel is our opportunity to keep in touch with you. We are able to send you messages to let you know when the show is live, when the podcast goes live as well. You'll get a notification. And if there's other little things that we need to inform you about, we will do that. So we have hundreds of members on our WhatsApp channel so far. If you want to become a member or a subscriber, all you have to do, and it won't cost you a penny, by the way, all you have to do is send us the words "add me" to 085-825-2626. We will send you a link by reply, and that will bring you straight to the WhatsApp channel, and you subscribe from there. And as I said, we won't spam you. We will send you a couple of messages each day, all to do with the podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? If you were listening to our most recent edition, towards the end of the conversation on paying children's drug debt, we got a message from a lady called Sonia. Now, Jeremy, you are familiar with the message, and we're going to be talking to Sonia in just a second. She's asked us to disguise her voice, and I think when everybody hears the story, they will understand. What do you make of the reason Sonia wants to talk to us? Is because she was disgusted with the sorts of comments that were made on our Facebook page yesterday in reaction to the message that we read out.
I was annoyed at them as well, because Sonia, a lot of, you know, people open up to us and they contact the podcast quite a bit to talk about personal things. Mm-hmm. And Sonia sent him a message and a photograph that, I'm not exaggerating when I say I had nightmares about it last night, because I'm a squeamish person. And this was a photograph of what had happened to her son. Now, her son is not a child, he's not a baby, he's a grown man, but still, he's still her son. 28 years of age, isn't that what he is?
He was 28 at the time.
Yeah, he had three of his fingers removed in, I suppose, what's called a punishment beating, is that what it's called? Because he was late on a drug debt. He ran up a drug debt for cocaine and didn't pay it. And drug dealers, I always knew drug dealers were nasty people, but Jesus, they're fucking animals, aren't they?
And that's the photograph we got yesterday of the three fingers is bad enough. The one we got today is even worse, where a woman had the side of her face and her neck slashed with
this photograph
with a
is
blade.
Horrific,
oh, it's absolutely horrific. But anyway, the reason Sonia decided to talk to us today is because she was so annoyed with the negativity that people had towards her son when we put up a post about her message. And people were saying things like, serves him right.
And people were making jokes about it as well.
No, saying, yeah, I know that. But yeah. People were saying, serves him right, should have had his whole hand chopped off. Just nasty comments. When you're a drug addict, you deserve no sympathy at all. And that's really the tone of what was being said on the comments yesterday. And that's why Sonia is going to talk to us today.
Now, you know me, I regularly give out about drug addicts, junkies on the show and stuff like that. But I have to say, I was horrified by the reaction of it. And still coming in, we're going to talk to some of the people today, the lack of empathy that people have towards.
But you are one of those soldiers who has a lack of empathy. You call drug addicts junkies.
That's just a word.
No. It's
it's called heroin addicts junkies.
All right. What about a cocaine addict?
Well, I'd see cocaine. I don't know. I suppose I view cocaine addicts differently.
Why?
I suppose.
Because an addict is an addict.
No, the word junkie is
an addict. Here, this young fellow ran up a debt of 15 grand. He had a fairly serious habit if he was running up a debt of 15 grand.
You tell Sonia that when she comes on. But my point is, I do think what he went through, it was horrific. Absolutely horrific. And for you all to sit there tapping on your keyboards going, oh, he deserved it, he deserved it. He didn't deserve it. Like, not one of you, and shame on the lot of you, not one of you shamed the drug dealer that carried out this.
No, in fact, nobody did.
And that, all the big mouths, all the Eddies and all that, and the Daves and all that, who were all making jokes about it and casting down on this man. Not one of you turned around at any stage and said that drug dealer was a scumbag. To take a garden shears to somebody's hand, that's an animal. That's an absolute animal. The only thing that Sonia's son did wrong, yeah, was take cocaine, get addicted.
And run up a huge debt.
And run up a huge debt. And you all think he deserves to get his fingers chopped off for that? Shame on you.
Like I said, one of the comments was he deserved to have his whole hand chopped off.
Did someone actually say that?
Somebody said that last night, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah, keyboard warriors. They won't dare come on and say that to her face.
No, they probably won't, no. 085-825-2626 is our number if you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. Let me read out the message that came in towards the end of yesterday's live podcast from a lady called Sonia. My son ran up a drug debt for cocaine. He was 28 at the time, 2 years ago. He was doing it 7 nights a week, ran up a debt of €15,000. I was only working part-time. His father had passed away, so couldn't even help me pay it. I told him to ask the dealer for more time. He arrived home one Saturday night, I'll never forget it, covered in blood. The scumbags had cut off 3 of his fingers, the tops of his fingers, with a garden shears. Absolute animals. And that's from a lady called Sonia. Now, Sonia, we unfortunately couldn't get her on the show on the last podcast, but she agreed to talk to us on condition that we change her voice, disguise her voice in order to protect her identity. So we don't name her son, we don't name the area that they live in, and we don't identify these in any way at all. Sonia, thank you firstly for sending that message in to us yesterday. Take me to the start of this story and tell me about your son.
So 2 years ago, my son, who was 28 at the time, had racked up a €15,000 debt on drugs. He was in with some nasty people. They were looking for their money. He came to me. Obviously, he had nowhere else to go. He wasn't working. He wasn't going to get a loan anywhere. His father had just passed away. So he came to me and he said, look, I've been taking coke, I've been using ecstasy, I've got a debt, and if this isn't sorted, I'm going to die, they're going to kill me, I need you to sort this. So I only work part-time, I don't have €15,000, you know, just to hand out willy-nilly. So I was trying to basically get time to get the money together, you know, get a few loans from a few different places and see what I have maybe in savings. So I said to him basically, will you ask them for more time? So that was, it was during the week. I can't remember what day of the week it was. So he said, right, I'll go and I'll say that, but we'll have the money, won't we? And I said, yeah, I'll get the money somewhere. I'll get it somewhere for you. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. So he went back and he said, I need more time, whatever. So we didn't hear for a couple of days then. But then I remember it was the Saturday night, and because I was getting home from work, and I remember I was about to get ready to go out, and there was a hullabaloo in the estate where we live, and basically these absolute fucking animals pulled up when he was walking up to my house and fucking held him down and chopped off 3 of his fucking fingers.
And I believe it was with a garden shears.
They used a garden shears. Like, the pain was so bad. I just ran. I knew straight away, as soon as I heard screaming and fighting, I just knew. I was like, that's my son. I knew it was. I knew something bad had happened. And I don't think I've ever ran so fast in my whole life. And he wasn't far from the house. He was nearly home. The neighbours were out having a look. Nobody really knew what happened. And then when I got up to him, I saw him almost pass out, obviously from the pain and blood loss, and his fingers lying on the ground beside him. His fingers literally lying on the ground beside him.
And subsequently then, he was taken to hospital and had surgery performed on him. Is that right?
So he had the surgery performed because, lucky now, only one of my friends, one of my neighbours who were very close to, was very quick to think. She said, get a bag of ice. So she went in and got a bag of ice, and we put, honestly, I'm sorry, I feel so sick even thinking about this, because it's like something you see in a movie, like a mafia movie or a horror movie. You don't think these things would happen to people that you love or in your own area. You don't think these people actually exist. It's all for Hollywood. But literally, we had to pick up his fingers and put them in a fucking bag to bring to the hospital. They saved one of his fingers, so they saved his pointing finger, I think the index finger they called it, and then he lost, basically, so we've got more or less like stumps on his middle finger and his ring finger. So his hand was like, so we had to have physio on the hand and everything else. But his hand is basically useless because he can't really hold anything now with it or do anything with it. So they've essentially robbed him of the use of his hand. Not to mention the mental effects that's had on him. He has just so much changed since that day. He is so self-conscious about it. Like he walks around with his hands up his sleeve and everything. Like, it was these fucking animals did this to my son in nearly on my own fucking door. I'm so sorry. I know. Do you know what? I'm sorry to be using the but I just get so angry when I think back to that day. For a week after that, a week, I think I walked around in a blur. I felt like I was in a out of body experience that someone would do this to my child over 15 poxy grand.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that your son had racked up a 15,000 euro debt.
And by the way, just before we get back to you, Sonia, you obviously sent us the photograph yesterday. And you wanted us to post it on Facebook to show people the danger.
Which
we couldn't do. We checked with Facebook. We checked their rules. The amount of people who wanted to see it, by the way, Adrian. The photograph, it's hard to describe to people who can't see it. But the photograph is absolutely horrific, isn't it, Adrian?
It is horrific. So your son, as you said, they managed to reattach one of his fingers. He's got two kind of stumpy fingers, and that's the physical side of it. But as I said, your son had run up a debt of 15,000 euro. What did he expect was going to happen?
Well, God love him, he just lost his father, first of all, not long before, and he loved his father. He's very close to doing him where. And he's always been a little bit naive, a little bit probably could be, you know, easily swayed. And it's something I was always kind of concerned about. No, I was not expecting until he told me that day anything like, you know, I would subsequently find out about 15 grand. But I absolutely think you should post those pictures and show people, because this is the reality of what these fucking animals are doing on the streets of Dublin and the streets of Ireland. People who have addiction problems, people who are sick and cannot help how they are. They're taking advantage of and exploiting and ruining lives. That's why I am here today. That's why I'm talking to you today. Because people lack sympathy and people lack feelings. And I don't know what the fuck is going on in today's society that people can just look at addicts like they're scum. My son was sick. He was going through a hard time. And that's what was done to him. My poor boy lost two fingers and basically the use of his hand, because these animals are targeting vulnerable young people.
Let me read out a message. And I know you're going to come to this in a moment. One of the reasons you wanted to come on today was because of the reaction yesterday and the lack of empathy for your son. I'm going to read out a message here from Mick O'Brien. And Mick's been invited on. He's been invited on to talk directly to you. He hasn't got back to us yet. He probably won't, by the way. But I'm going to read out the message from Mick. And he says, her son is a little crackhead that needs to get his act together and stop leaving his poor mother to pay off his debts and get out and get a job and stop being a lazy junkie. There's zero empathy for Mick O'Brien there.
What do you say to that, Sonia?
Well, that is just beyond disgusting. That kind of comment is why I actually want to go on, because I've seen all these fuckers on your page and I know my language is bad and I'm very sorry. I know it's hard, you know, when you have some... But I am so angry. I can't even put into words... I went to bed last night and I didn't sleep because I was so angry. That's how angry I am. So people like Mick, they're ignorant. They don't have a clue about addiction and illness and mental health. They are asking, how dare they? How dare they condemn my son? Well, they do not understand the issues that would lead to that. How mental health, how some people are predisposed, their personalities are addictive. Don't judge because you don't know the situation. My son was the victim of these animals. They targeted him. He might have taken the drugs, but they did not need to cut off his fingers. They did not need to destroy his life, his self-confidence, who he is as a person. These people are animals and they prey on people, good people. So for anyone who's blasting my son or blaming my son, pop the fuck on, because you don't know him, you don't know the situation, you're obviously heartless. And my point today is that we live in a heartless society full of arseholes who can't think beyond themselves and beyond what's in front of their noses to actually realise that, well, not everything is as easy as you don't do drugs and you don't do this. Some people have issues and they end up on them. Some people are victims of these animals. My son is not to blame for this. Yeah, he racked up the death, but he was a man in grieving and a man in trauma and a man trying to get through life as best he could. Nobody wants to do drugs. Nobody wants to end up owing 15,000 euro to fucking scumbag drug dealers. But this is not a perfect world and people need to fuck off and get that in their fucking head.
Now, this was 2 years ago, Sonia, finally. How is your son today in 2025?
Well, I'll tell you now, he's still deeply, deeply affected by the incident with his fingers. He will never be the same person that he was before they did that to him. And sometimes he moved back in with me permanently. He went to Coolmine, he used their addiction services there, and thankfully he's on a better road. He's not on drugs now. He has been so strong, and you know what? I couldn't be fucking prouder as a mother of my boy, and I'll stand up and I'll say that to anyone who condemns him. I'll say, you don't know what he's been through. He's walked a long road and he's lost the use of one of his hands, and I couldn't be prouder of him. I could not be prouder. And he's doing well as can be expected. He's off the drugs, we're out of debt, that's been sorted. If we're, you know, out somewhere and a car drives up fast or there's slamming of the brakes somewhere, or he jumps in his skin still to this day, because they jumped out of the car, held him down, and I can see when we're out, if a car flies by, I can see that initial shock reaction. And for a mother, that's very hard. But it's even harder to read the comments on the likes of your Facebook page, which I also think on another level that you should have deleted, because it's extremely insensitive to people like my son and of like myself as his mother. I don't think those comments should be allowed.
Sonia, just to clarify, we didn't make the comments, okay? We did not post those comments. People did. Listeners did.
Sorry, just for a second. You see, here's the problem here. We've asked Amanda to monitor. We get so many comments coming in.
It's impossible. It's impossible to monitor them all.
But certainly, and I would say this to any of you, okay, no matter what the topic is. If you see comments, we can't, there's 170,000 people on our Facebook page. If you see comments on Facebook that are inappropriate, or somebody is bullying you on our Facebook page, we can't monitor. We can't sit here 24 hours a day, Sonia. And that's to everybody. Message us on WhatsApp and tell us, listen, there's such and such. John O'Brien is being an arsehole, and we will take the comments down. We will ban the people.
And we have banned people in the past, just so as you know. Sean has been in touch with Opinions Matter.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? I'm just listening to this on you one here. I do agree that it's horrible he had his fingers chopped off. What the fuck did he expect? You know, he owed 15 grand, right? Nobody wants to wait around for 15 grand. And you're not going to have anyone involved in criminal activity being all nice and polite about it. I'm sure he was warned multiple times. I'm sure they told him he'd fucking kill him, you know. And I noticed how she was only bad-mouthing these dealers, you know, and they're animals and they're this, that, and the other. But she's not talking about how much of a dope her son was with racking up 15 grand and then thinking nothing was going to happen. You know, as I said, yeah, it's horrible that he lost three fingers, but at the same time, he's lucky it was only three fingers and not his bloody life. You don't get involved with scum and think everything's going to bleed and work out hunky-dory, you know, especially, again, he has a 15 grand debt And she's sitting there saying, ah, it's only a measly 15 grand. Would you fuck off? 15 grand's a lot of money. I don't care who you are. Yeah, go on. Take it easy. Have a good one.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. I believe you're fuming. What are you fuming at?
I just can't get over people's mentality. I just don't get it. I mean, this everything that you have just said, and I've been reading the comments as well, this also just proves why our mental health system is gone to shit in this country. Why there is no support for people with addiction. Look at the comments on that Facebook page. Absolutely disgraceful. And that poor mother, and what I understand from her is they had no clue what was going on. This is all naive. And I am so sorry that that happened to her son. Unfortunately, you play with the sword, you die by the sword. There is unfortunately stuff that comes with that. But the comments are absolutely disgusting.
Okay, like, so tell me what comments. And like I said, the main reason...
Not all of the comments. That's what he deserves. And like laughing about it and all. I mean, this is a young man who lost his father. There was obviously more to it than he just went outside and decided he was going to start getting in with the crowd and doing the drugs. There's a whole lot more to
Sarah, the argument here is, and Diane just pointed this out, it's an opinion show, it's called Opinions Matter, yes. Therefore there will be opinions that some people don't
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely, and listen, absolutely, listen, opinions are like assholes, everyone has one. I'm just absolutely so surprised that people have no sympathy whatsoever. And it clearly shows that it's never landed on your doorstep or you've never had to deal with anybody with an addiction.
And sorry, Sarah, the thing about these people as well is, even though they listen to the show and we appreciate it, they will never, one of the comments I read out to Sonia there from, I can't even remember what his name was, he was invited onto the show, they will never come on and actually say that to Sonia's face. Mick O'Brien was his name.
No, they won't.
It was because,
of course they won't.
Because they're nothing but Facebook trolls. Keyboard warriors. That's all they are.
Sarah, the point I would make to you, and Eddie just pointed this out, you're not talking about a kid here. You're talking about a guy.
We're joking about.
Nobody's joking.
Yes, they are.
Hang on a minute.
He's 28 or was 28.
Okay, fine. But is it a problem because he's older? I mean, everybody goes through difficult points in their life. Everybody makes silly decisions and silly mistakes. Now, don't get me wrong, that was a big fucking mistake and a big decision to make. But he was also going through an awful lot at the time. And by the sound of it, between Mam and him, they do sound quite naive to what comes with this sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, he's still a human being. That's somebody's son.
And yes, you're right, that is somebody's son, and that was his mother speaking to us a couple of minutes ago.
By the way, he didn't hurt anybody, he only hurt himself. Taking drugs is not actually illegal, by the way. Buying drugs is illegal. Taking drugs is not illegal.
When you run up a debt of 15,000 euro...
He was a gobshite.
What? He's a 28-year-old gobshite that thought, I can just run up a 15 grand debt with unsavoury drug dealers and just get away with it.
He paid the price.
Okay, but hang on a second. Would you say the same thing if he did it with drink and gambling? Because that's still an addiction.
Hang on, Sarah, for one second. If you have a drink addiction, okay, you are not going to have the opportunity to run up a debt in a pub for 15 grand for all of your drink.
But
okay,
he lost three of his fingers, even if you did owe
a barman 15 grand, he's not going to chop your fingers off because they're not that sort of people. When you're dealing with absolute scum of the earth that are dealing drugs, they don't care. And the point being, Sarah, if you're dealing with people like that, what do you expect?
Oh, yeah, no, listen, I completely get that, 100%. As I said earlier on, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. I think on that one, I think Mam and him were maybe a little bit naive to know about what happened. I mean, I'm not being rude. Like, that's the shit that happens when you're dealing with those type of people. I don't really know to the extent of what she thought was going to happen. They don't do favours. They don't let you off for another little while. Jesus, that's grand. But at the same time, she had no idea what was going on. She's trying to protect her son. She's trying to protect herself. And nobody seems to sympathise with that. Like, we get it. He ran up a 15 grand bill. You gobshite. But But it's not like he did this multiple times. He lost his father. He went through a hard time in his life. Now, don't get me wrong, very, very, very big and stupid mistake to make. But Jesus Christ, have a bit of sympathy for him. I mean, it's not like as if he's been doing this all his life, is it?
Okay, stay there for a second. Have a bit of sympathy, says Sarah. And that is the point that Sonia was trying to make when she called us and when she agreed to talk to us. She wanted people to look at her son as a human being who does not deserve to have been treated like that. And you're annoyed as well, Sarah, with some of the with a lot of the comments that were coming in.
Absolutely. I just think that nobody has any sympathy, and I think that's exactly why the addiction service and everything in this country are absolutely shite, because and, that's the type of mentality.
And I'm kind of wondering, Sarah, as well, we obviously have the photograph of the amputation that took place, and I'm just wondering if people actually saw the photo. No.
I wouldn't call that an amputation, I'd call it a mutilation.
A mutilation, sorry.
Well, can I tell you something? I had a cousin a good few years ago who got into a bit of debt with heroin. Do you know what happened to him? They sliced his whole hand open and cut it from his wrist off.
Oh.
So I'm well aware of what happened. I know the shit that goes down, but the problem is that nobody understands that each person can be different, have a bit of poxy sympathy for them. He didn't just go out and decide that this is what he's going to do and wreck his whole life.
Stay there for a second. Lorraine, you want to get in on this. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. Sarah and Sonia, the mother that we spoke to, are asking people to have a bit more heart, a bit more sympathy for somebody that gets into the depths of addiction.
I have sympathy for the mother. 100% I have sympathy for the mother. She didn't know what was going on. He was 28. You don't run up a 15 grand debt overnight. He knew exactly what he was doing. He's not a teenager. He's not a kid. And you can't use the excuse he lost his dad. A hell of a lot of people lose parents and don't end up in 15 grand debt. He was naive. You can get be naive and run yourself into 1-2 grand debt, not 15,000 euros. What did he actually think was going to happen? Like, it's not like we've all seen Love Hate, we've all seen the movie. What did he actually think was going to happen? The drug dealer was going to knock on his door one day and go, oh, look, your debt is cleared. Bye, pal.
Well, I have to be honest with you, Lorraine. Maybe I'm a bit naive. I was shocked to hear that they'd removed his fingers. I didn't think...
They are animals.
No,
that's the type of people he's dealing with. It's disgusting. And what happened to him is wrong, and it's disgusting. But he was 28. He's not a fucking teenager.
So he deserved to lose his fingers.
I didn't say he deserved to lose his fingers, but come on, Jeremy. He's not naive, and he's not fucking stupid. He's 28 years of age. He's not a kid.
So addiction can't hit people... At any age.
So he lost his dad. So you're saying people lose their parents all the time, so we can't afford anybody a bit of grace there? No.
No, but then you can't use that as an excuse. How many people lose their parents every day?
But obviously the man was in some sort of. He wasn't thinking straight of what he was doing, because, like you said, no normal person runs up a 15 grand bill on coke. You have to take into consideration what was happening at that time in his life. So I'm not saying he did right or wrong. He's a gobshite for doing it. But I would just ask...
Okay, but Sarah, a lot of people are saying in the comments, which you're probably seeing yourself, he most likely ran up that huge 15 grand debt because he was selling the stuff as well. He
wasn't just, you're not going to sell 15 grand worth of debt off your own nose. That'd kill you.
Well, I've known more. I've seen more. But anyway, yeah. Look... That's just my opinion. As I said,
the main point that Sarah is making is that she believes, not just for this guy, but people need to have a bit more empathy and understanding towards somebody in the throes of addiction. What do you say to that?
Yes, at the end of the day, she is right. They are human beings, right? They are human beings. But at the same time, they're not stupid. You're running up 15 grand worth of a debt to these horrible, disgusting human beings. You know what you're getting involved in. He's lucky he's not dead. He's lucky. I've heard of stories of people getting killed for less money. Like, you're not that naive. She's saying they're naive, that him and her were naive. You're not that naive. If you run up a 15 grand debt, you know something's coming.
No, I think Mum's naive, because by the sound of her,
I feel so sorry for her. I feel sorry for her because she didn't have a clue. Him, I have no sympathy for. He's 28 years of age. You're not fucking a child. You're not stupid. Go get yourself a job. If you have a cocaine habit, get off your hole and pay for it yourself.
Do you think it's that easy, though? Do you think that having a habit of any type, it's just a matter of telling someone...
I've had friends who've been addicted to cocaine and have been addicted to stuff and worked for functioning addicts. Is that what they're called? And they worked. and paid for themselves. If you can't afford it and you're running off that sort of debt, I'm sorry, you're a sick.
They will just have to agree to disagree on that, because I just don't like that. I think people they have problems. It's obviously something's going on, because like you said, no normal person would do it, would they?
No normal person. But like, people go through shit.
I've gone through shit.
I have gone through some horrible shit. I didn't turn to drugs and drink to cope with it.
No, absolutely. Listen, plenty of people haven't. Absolutely, you're dead right. There's people in the fucking height of it now who would just have to get up and get on with it. But some people can't. That's why we have addictions. That's why we have addiction services.
Well, I just think his mother has so much anger towards the drug dealers, and I get that. I understand that.
Obviously, we understand her anger, but she still...
Yeah, but why are you going to have anger towards her son? Her son did this.
Her son didn't chop off his fingers.
No, but her son put himself in that scenario. Her son was the one who ran up to 15 grand debt. Like, the way she was talking, I get it, and I understand that's her son. But at the same time, why isn't some of her anger directed towards him?
Because, as she said herself, he had issues. He is the victim here. He was suffering trauma. That's what she said.
I'm suffering trauma. We all are, Jeremy, our age. Like, we all are.
And that attitude is exactly why our health system is in shit. We all have. Everybody does. Everybody goes. Everybody. But nobody takes into consideration the person. No two people are the same. So, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it worries me.
Sarah, stay with me for a moment, please. I want to bring in some more of your opinions on this. This is Grace.
I think the saddest part in all of this is that drugs are easier accessed than mental health services. If you don't have the finances to pay privately for mental health services, you are on a waiting list the length of your arm, and a couple of years before you get seen to. I have seen people who have been turned away from mental health facilities because they're not severe enough to be taken, to be signed in. And I think that's really sad. And when you're going through something traumatic and you have nowhere else to turn, sometimes drugs are the easy way out. And I mean, these people who are selling them are very easy accessible. They could be your neighbour, they could be a friend of a friend, but you're always going to find somebody who's going to be able to get you what you're looking for very quickly. And I feel sorry for that mother, and there shouldn't be nasty comments. I mean, to go through something like that, that chap could have lost his life for that drug debt. And I feel really, my heart goes out to her, and I hope that her and her son are okay.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Sarah, I've been asked to play a WhatsApp voice note for you, if you wouldn't mind having a listen to this.
Lads, this Sarah one's batshit crazy. It didn't happen multiple times. It fucking happened hundreds and hundreds of times, because he didn't just get 15K's worth of fucking coke in one go.
Now, do you want to respond to that? In other words, he didn't build up this debt.
Obviously he didn't. As your one previous just said, he couldn't have put that up his nose in one go to be in debt. But here's the thing, like I just said, there was obviously something wrong. No normal person goes out and just wants to start doing drugs. He was going through something. Obviously, it was overtime, and he clearly wasn't thinking about what he was doing. But he was going through a hard time. Why can't people understand that? Now, I am not saying that what he got and what happened isn't right. I mean, there you go. It's what happens when you get into that world. It's horrible. It's disgusting. But at the same time, he's a man going through a hard time. He made the wrong choice. It was a silly fucking choice, and now his mum's paying for it. I mean, like,
all right,
where's the empathy?
Stay with me for a moment. Let me go to Kira. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kira?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kira. What did you want to say on this?
No, it's his choice. Like, look, I understand that it's addiction and all that. Like, sure, my partner is an addict himself, and I've seen it, but it's a choice. It's completely a choice. It's your choice whether you want to stay fucking...
Okay, and Sarah's argument, and indeed Sonia, the mammy who was on earlier on, her argument is these people are human beings, and we need to treat them with a bit more empathy rather than condemning them for the silly mistakes that they made.
Well, look, it is life. We all make mistakes, but you can't keep constantly making excuses for someone making the same mistake over and over and over again. There has to be a point where you're like, no, this is enough now. you either get yourself better or that's it, you're on your own, because you can't help someone that doesn't want to be helped.
Well, Sarah, what do you say to that? You have to have a cut-off point of where the sympathy ends.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
Sarah, a lot of people saw from the original message from Sonia the fact that our young fella had run up a 15,000 euro debt, and that's where they ran out of sympathy.
Yeah, no, that's where the sympathy ends, I think.
Well, do you not get that, Sarah? No.
No, I don't, because like I get it. I get it was ran up over time, which he clearly didn't find out until he owed the 15 grand. It'd be one thing if she knew and it was going on and on and on and on, and it was a grand here and 3 grand there and da da da. It wasn't. It was one time that he ran that up. She didn't know. And I'm sticking with it. I'm sorry, but I think he was going through a really hard time. He made a bad decision, and now he's got to face the consequences of those. I mean, it's happened. I just think that at the end of the day, he is a person. And, you know, I just don't know. I just don't get where these people are coming from.
I get you, Sarah. He's been left disfigured and deformed.
Yeah, no,
and like, don't get me wrong.
That is dreadful.
I'm not taking that away from anybody. I'm not saying he did know what he was doing, but I don't think he was in the right frame of mind.
Okay, Kara, the argument here is that nobody, no matter how much of a drug debt you've run up, nobody deserves to have the tops of their fingers chopped off with a garden shears, which is what happened to this man. And people need to have a bit more empathy when something like that does happen.
But that's what happens when you owe up a debt. Like, you should have known that, like, if you're going to run up a debt like that, if you knew that you were going to get yourself into debt, then you should have known that this is the consequence of what happens. This is what happens. Like, nowadays, it's horrible, like, your fingers getting chopped off, that is a bit much now, but it is what happens nowadays. Like, when my partner got into debt, like, it wasn't that, it was only, like, what, 3-4 grand. I got a credit union loan now, because I had to be paid there and then. I got it paid. He had a fresh start there, but then I said, but now you pay off that loan. And not only did I say you pay off that loan, you get help. I said, you pay off that loan and you get help. And if you don't get help and you don't pay off this loan, that's it. I'm finished with you. It's me and the kids that were here. You're on your own. Because I can't, I have to put me and my kids' mental health first. And now here he is. He's, what, 3 years sober, and he's doing great.
That's great to hear. It really is.
Can I read out another message for you all, guys? This is good. You know, when we get these messages coming in from people we don't know, they're quite shocking. But when it's from someone we do know, you know that person there quite well. Don't mention the person's name, yeah?
Yep, I do.
As do I. Mm-hmm. And this person just sent a message, doesn't want to be identified, and said, I'm not sending the voice note. My brother ran up a 10 grand coke debt. He was taking it himself, not selling it. My mom cleared his drugs debt at 150 quid a week. And on the last week, she brought presents for his drug dealers to say thank you for not killing him. My God.
Jesus.
So 150 quid, how many is that into 10 grand?
That's a long time.
That's 2 years probably, isn't it? So that mother put away 150 a week. I mean, that's unconditional love, isn't it?
Mm.
And then giving presents to your dealers saying thanks for sparing him. Let this podcast be a lesson and a warning to every single one of you. Don't fucking do drugs, because you will run up, even if it's cannabis. I've heard of people running up bills of cannabis. No matter what it is, you cannot afford to keep a drug addiction going unless you're a millionaire, yeah? I mean, that's why they say Jerry Ryan was on great wages when he was alive. He was earning big bucks in RTE, but he also had a cocaine habit, as most of you know now. And that's why he said he would have been so much richer had he not have snorted that money up his nose. Cocaine is a game for rich people. That's it. And if you're not loaded, don't go down that road, because you will end up having to pay it off. The one thing that's certain in life is a drug dealer coming after you because you owe money. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Let me bring in Jason with his opinion.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Jeremy, you'd want to make up your mind, pal. You're normally on here saying flog them, fuck them all in jail. They're only junkie scum. I guarantee you, if he went out and robbed some old lady or beat up your missus or your kids for the mobile phone to pay off his bill, he just wouldn't be on here saying, oh, his poor little mental health and his mental health this, that, and the other. We all have mental health issues, according to the new census. It's the new buzzword, isn't it? My mental health this and that. It's thrown around like snuff at a wake. The facts are, he ran up a big bill over a long period of time. okay, and his mother didn't know that he was doing that much coke. Will you go away? It's mothers like that that are the problem, okay? Her son done nothing wrong. Her son is the victim. Her son's no victim, because I guarantee you one thing, somebody owed him that money for drugs, he'd be out there doing the exact same thing. And he knew what he was getting into. Don't give me that shite. She hasn't lived under a rock for the last 40 years, okay? But Jeremy, make up your mind, mate. You're either for junkies or you're not for junkies.
And Jeremy, I already made that point to you earlier on. I'm surprised by your attitude on this one, because normally you're saying, it's scumbags, junkies, I don't care about them.
No, you're actually right. And the only person to blame for taking drugs is that person. You know that the drugs are addictive. Like smokers only have themselves to blame. But maybe I feel differently on this one because I've spoken to the mother and I've seen the photograph. And in fact, I'm going to pull up the photograph again just to remind Adrian.
You don't need to. I don't need to look at it. The other photograph that we got in earlier today more horrific, of a young woman who had her throat slashed and her neck.
I don't know what the punishment is called, but where they literally mark you from your mouth to your ear. There's a lot of dangerous people going around.
Obviously.
Isn't there, though?
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
What's the story, gentlemen?
Now, what did you want to say on this, Trevor?
No sympathy for the parent or the child.
Oh, here we go.
No, hang on, Jeremy. Before you start in with this, and I'm talking to someone who has lost a family member to drugs, right? Number one, as the parent, if you pay that debt, you are basically telling your child you're free to go and run up another debt, right? Number two, as a drug taker, if you're taking the drugs, that is choice. You are choosing to go down that road. Now, as I said, I've lost a family member to drugs. I was 12 years old, and that person raised me more than my own bloody parents, right? I was destroyed when I lost that person. And I'm telling you now, I saw what I did to that person, and I said to myself, in my mind, that solidifies the drugs are fucking horrible. But at the end of the day, and I'm telling you this now, and I press this on the fact that I fucking despise drug dealers. I hope they all die a horrible death, right?
Nobody disagrees.
But do you know who I blame for that person, my person's death?
Who?
I blame that person.
Even though, to this day,
I have a lot of anger towards that person, dead and gone.
No, you can hear it in you. No, it's obvious that the only person that is to blame for... Drug dealers are just, even though they're the scum of the earth, they're just providing a service.
Because it's choice to do that.
Yeah, no, it is your choice to do that. But some people are, Trevor, you're probably a strong character. I'm a strong person. You don't have an addictive personality. Some people do have an addictive personality.
I actually have a very addictive personality. That's why I went into a bookies twice in my life and I realised I was standing down at a dark road and I stopped. I have a very addictive personality. But what I'm saying is, if you choose to go that route, don't fucking turn around and expect sympathy just because your fingertips got cut off or your parents didn't pay your fucking drug debt. If you're choosing to get into bed with fleas, you're going to get fucking fleas. And these people are going out and they're choosing that life. As I have told you, lads, I brought my kids into town and I was going out on the idea of we're going for dinner, but I'd be really going, oh, look over there. Imagine living that life. Because I don't want my kids going down that road, because I'm telling you now, if they bring anything like that to my house, even a drug dealer coming to me door, I'd say, he's the one that owes you debt. Fuck off and go after him. Get it off him. And you want to smash up my house? Smash up my house. My house is insured. Or you can fucking pay to get everything fixed. I'm not paying my fucking child to go out and do something that's possibly going to fucking kill him one day. All it takes is one hot shot to fucking end you. And that's
okay,
it.
So,
and then I have to live with that grief for the rest of my life.
So the lady who was on earlier on, talking to us about her son and the horrific injuries that were inflicted on him over a 15 grand drug debt, you're saying to that mother, I've no sympathy for you. I've no sympathy for your son. It's all his fault.
Are you actually seriously asking me that question?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Because that's the reason... that's the reason the mother was crying and saying
that it was inflicted on him. Inflicted on him? No, Adrian, he paid the price for that. In other words, he ran up a fucking debt for that. He fucking chose to get that done to himself because he couldn't pay the fucking debt. He stupidly fucking banged that shit up his nose over a course of time. No drug dealer's going to turn around to you and say, oh yeah, take your time, pay me back, I'm good. They're going to say, listen, pal, you're fucking running up a debt here. Can you pay this? No? Okay, here's the consequences.
So
you tell me why I should feel sorry for the poor fucking fella.
because, as I said, and this is what his mother said, he had issues, he had lost his father, he's the victim, he was going through trauma, and that people like you represent the heartless society of Ireland.
Adrian, I couldn't give a flying fuck about what he lost, because at the end of the day, if a mother isn't going to turn around and say to a child, oh, you're struggling, let's get you help, I will pay whatever I fucking can to get you help, bring them to a psychiatrist, anything to get them help. You don't wait years for the person to go, oh, now he's gone down the drug habit, maybe what can I do now? Oh, you know what, I'll just pay his drug dealer when they come knocking. Adrian, this is all choice. It's fucking choice. At the end of the day, I'm telling you now, if I had gone down that route when I lost the person that was closest to me, my whole family, I come from a family of 12, and this person practically raised me more than anybody else in my family. And if I'm not even messing with you lads, I ended up homeless, I ended up leaving school, I ended up living in a van for a year.
Trevor,
I couldn't have gone down a darker route, but I chose to live.
Okay, and I can hear the anger in you. It's the same sort of anger that I've heard from people that I've spoken to in the past who are angry, and this might maybe a conversation for another day, angry at somebody for taking their own lives because of the trauma they leave behind without even thinking. Anyway, Trevor, thanks very much indeed for talking to us, and that may be a conversation. I only had this conversation with somebody the week before last about how she's still extremely angry with her brother for taking his own life and the damage and the heartache that he caused to his own parents and his children.
Yeah, there was once a time that I would have agreed with that, but we won't even get into that now.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. And if you haven't already joined us on our WhatsApp channel, what do they do, Jeremy? How do they get involved?
I have no idea.
You set it up.
I've switched off. I don't even know what you're talking about. Sorry, what did you... Oh, yeah, sorry. Send us the word add me. I didn't know what you were talking about. Add me to our WhatsApp number, and I don't even know the number. What is it?
Do you need to go to sleep or something?
No, I'm like the... You know the bit in The Simpsons when they go inside Homer's brain and it's two monkeys playing? That's me at the moment.
Send add me to 085-825-2626. We'll send you a link back. There you go. That's how you do it, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.